So let's talk a little bit about Moytum, about this union. The greatest reason for, in order to have peace in the country, we have to have peace in the community. And in order to have peace in the communities, we have to have peace in the homes. And in order to have peace in the homes, we have to have peace in the individuals. And all this disturbance that we're finding all around the world today is really indicative of a lack of peace in individuals. And one of the greatest causes of that lack of peace is that children are not born from a sense of sankalpa, a sense of we really desire to have children and plan to have a relationship based on that capacity to nurture those children. Sort of like it just happens. And when it just happens, then we feel stuck and not capable, really, of nurturing the children. So the children aren't nourished, of course there's going to be disruption of the peace. Now this whole idea of Garbhadhan, of planting the seed, the basic ingredient to the puja is the sankalpa. We have to start with the sense of sankalpa. We want to have children. We're praying to God to become the vehicles, the fit vehicles in which to nurture divine children. So the most important ingredient in the Garbhadhan Bidhi, in the placing of the seed, is the sankalpa. And that statement and definition of our dedication to each other as a family unit and to the children and the desire to have the children. So here in the system of making spiritual children, we start out every morning from the time that we've said Adhyajambudvipe, name of the country, Deshe, the name of the states, Pradeshe, the name of the city, Nagre, the name of the temple, Mandire, the name of the month, the name of the paksha, the number of the day, and who we are, and we propose to make children. From that time, every morning, we're going to greet the rising sun and offer an urg to the sun. Let's recite together. Let's translate a little bit. This orgya that we're offering to the sun. Remember, an orgya is any object of value, especially made of 108 pieces of durva grass with a red flower in the middle, with some rice and sesame seeds and tulsi patta tied in a red cloth in the bottom to keep it all together. This is our orgya. Also, if you choose, you can take just some black sesame seeds and put it in water and make that as your offer, if you like the shortcut method. The offering to the sun. Oh, you are the universe, the nourisher of the universe, the creator of the universe, and the womb of the universe as well. Oh, radiator of light, you please accept this offering comprised of all nine flowers. So here you offer flowers, nine of them for the nine mantras, or you can offer a bouquet of nine flowers, or you can offer all the flowers of the petals of your devotion, all your love, this is the real offering. You are the unattainable wealth which resides in the atmosphere of the most beautiful form, Lord of the worlds. You are the witness of all the elements, O radiator of light. You please accept this offering. Oh, you grant the fruit to be obtained from all of the actions which I have performed. You who take away the darkness, O great light, O radiator of light, you please accept this offering. Om, this offering comprised of all nine flowers, I am giving with the highest devotion, and you are the maker of all wealth. Please accept this offering, O radiator of light. Oh, my bow in devotion to the Lord, Sun God, Light of Wisdom, the Seer of all the worlds and inhabitants, the attitude of all beings, for the purpose of having a child, I am extolling you. Please accept this offering, O Radiator of Light. Om, with your lotus throat, O Lord of all God, you are the witness of all and the Lord of the world. With this song of devotion, I am extolling you. Please accept this offering, O radiator of light. Om, O light of heaven, I bow in devotion to you. I bow in devotion to the heat of the universe. O radiator of light, you please accept this offering comprised of all nine flowers. Om, O lotus throat, I bow in devotion to you. You are the granter of pleasure and liberation. Lord of the shadow, master of the world, O light of heaven, I bow in devotion to you. Om, soul of the universe, friend of the universe, Lord of the universe, eye of the universe, O radiator of light, you please accept this offering comprised of all nine flowers. Om, with the redness of the hibiscus flower, O son of Kashyap, a great splendor, remover of the darkness of all sin, I bow in devotion to you, O radiator of light. Om, I bow in devotion to he whose own self is the universe, infinite consciousness, whose own self shines, the light of universal consciousness, to the light of the world, to the one who indicates or shows, to the bearer of light who gives all karma. O Maya, to the Lord of all created beings, I am one with God. May Vishnu grant the power to conceive. May Tvashta give the form. Atvash, the name of Surya, who is the creator, the creative form of the light. May Prajapati, the lord of the Pati of all the Praja, the lord of all beings born. May Prajapati sprinkle it with blessings, and may Dhata support the warm Dhata, as the supporter of all, who raises all above. So may Vishnu grant the power to conceive, may Tvashta give the form, may Prajapati sprinkle it with blessings, and may Dhata support the womb. May Sinibali, she's the name of Saraswati, support the womb. May Saraswati support the womb. May the Ashwins, who wear garlands of lotuses, support the wombs. Remember, they're the divine physicians, so they're going to help in the delivery. And now to the woman's name in the dative case, that means to whoever my partner will be. Om Reem, Om Kling Stream, Reem Sream, Hum, grant conception. Who desires a child? Swaha, I am one with God. Vishnu, in thy excellent form, give to this woman an excellent child. I am one with God. This ends the Ritu Sanskara, which should be performed daily by both husband and wife together from the time of taking the Sankalpa until conception. On the night of union before physical intercourse, first the wife should perform puja to her husband as Lord Shiva, according to the complete system of worship. Then the husband should worship his wife as the Divine Mother. After the husband and wife have completed the worship and honor of the divine through their spouse, the worship of communion proceeds. Do we have any questions to this point? Okay, so then we're going to touch the bed with the Tatma Mudra. Om Ring Om Bed, be propitious so that together we may conceive children. And the navel of the wife with a gold ring. Om, child of life, let you be. Let an excellent child be born. Thus, let you bring welfare and freedom from obstructions to she who supports or bears the womb. Place the ring on her finger. Om, O one of excellent vows, long life to you, bearer of progeny, giving birth to a child. And then the husband and wife should get on the bed with their heads facing either east or north, looking at his wife with his right hand over her head and embracing her with his left arm. That's Lata Mudra. He should make japa on the various places of her body, on her head, on the head of her body, Kama Bija Kleem, 100 times. On the chin, Bag Bija Aim, 100 times. On the throat, Rama Bija Shreem, 20 times. And the same Bija Shreem, 100 times, each on each of her two breasts. On her heart, 10 times Maya Bija Hreem, and the same 24 times over her navel. On the genital, placing the hand, Kama Bija together with Bag Bija Kleem Aim. 108 times he should recite, and again over his own genital, the same mantra, the same number of times. That would be Kleem Aim. Pronouncing the Maya Bija Hreem, he should part the lips of his wife's genital and enter within. The Lord of all causes and effects of the universe should be meditated upon at the time of discharging semen through the vaginal passage into the uterus just below the navel. They were pretty specific. They didn't leave anything to chance. As the semen enters within, the intelligent one will recite this mantra. As the earth is pregnant with fire, as the heavens are pregnant with the wielder of the thunder, Indra, as all the directions are pregnant with wind, so let you also become pregnant. After discharge, both should make japa according to their respective mantras. That is, she will recite Om Namah Shivaya, and he will recite Om Ring Sring Kring Parameshwari Kalike Swaha. And thereafter, obeisances should be repeated to each other. The cause which moves the subtle body to the infinite perfection and beyond. Cut the ego, cut the ego. Maya, Maya, O goddess who removes all darkness. The cause which moves the subtle body to the infinite perfection and beyond. Cut the ego. Maya, Maya, I am one with God. O goddess who takes away darkness, goddess who takes away darkness, great goddess who takes away darkness, beloved goddess who takes away darkness, who takes away all sin, give the way of peace and harmony, the necessities for physical sustenance and liberation or self-realization. O goddess, exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. I bow to the goddess who takes away darkness. To the auspicious of all auspiciousness, to the good, to the accomplisher of all objectives, to the source of refuge, to the mother of the three worlds, to the goddess who is rays of light, exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. You are the eternal energy of creation, preservation, and destruction in all existence. That upon which all qualities depend, that which limits all qualities, exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. For those who are devoted to you and take refuge in you, you save from all discomfort and unhappiness. All worry you take away, O goddess, exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. The reliever of difficulties, exposer of goodness, cause of peace, infinite consciousness, beloved by knowers of consciousness, all the inhabitants of all the worlds always bow to her, and I am bowing to goodness herself. Welfare, radiant beauty, completely pure, without limitations, the ultimate limitation, the Lord of the universe, the mother of the universe, to you, Chandi, to the energy which tears apart thought, I bow in submission. Composed of all the gods, removing all sickness and fear. Brahma, Maheshwar, and Vishnu bow down to her, and I always bow down to the energy of infinite goodness. The dwelling place of knowledge, residing in knowledge, resident in the place of divine illumination, the cause of union, the knower of union, to the energy which tears apart thought, we constantly bow down. The mother of the supreme consciousness, the goddess who is the supreme consciousness, beloved by the supreme consciousness, we always bow to Durga, the reliever of difficulties, who takes aspirants across the difficult sea of objects and their relationships. Om, the great God, the great reliever, the great yogi, O supreme Lord, O God who removes all sin in the form of the letter M, Ma, Makara, which dissolves creation, we bow to you again and again. Oh, my bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness, to peace, to the cause of the three worlds, I offer to you the fullness of my soul, O Supreme Lord. You alone are mother and father. You alone are friend and relative. You alone are knowledge and wealth. Oh, my God of gods, you alone are everything. Body, speech, mind, the five organs of knowledge, the five senses, and the intellect, these nine are the natural condition of human existence. In their highest evolution, I move beyond them all as I surrender completely to the supreme consciousness. Om, I am of sin, confusion, duality. My actions are of duality. This entire existence is of duality. O Savior and Protector, O Great Consciousness, take away all sin, confusion, and Om, I know nothing of mantras. I do not perform good conduct. I have no devotion. O Supreme Goddess, but O my Goddess, please accept the worship that I offer. You alone are the perceivable supreme divinity. You alone are the perceivable supreme divinity, so I shall declare. I shall speak the nectar of immortality. I shall speak truth. May this body be your instrument. May this mouth be your instrument. May the divine always be with us. May it be thus. Om, may the Lord protect us. May the Lord grant us enjoyment of all of our actions. May we be granted strength to work together. May our studies be thorough and faithful. May all disagreements cease. Om, from untruth lead us to truth. From darkness lead us to the light. From death lead us to immortality. Om, may all be blessed with the highest realization. May all be blessed with peace. May all be blessed with perfection. May all be blessed with welfare. May all be blessed with comfort and happiness. May all be free from misery. May all perceive auspiciousness. May all be free from infirmities. The Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru is the Lord Maheshwara. The Guru is actually the Supreme Divinity, and therefore we bow down to the Guru. Om, the Supreme Divinity makes the offering. The Supreme Divinity is the offering offered by the Supreme Divinity in the fire of the Supreme Divinity. By seeing the Supreme Divinity in all actions, one realizes that Supreme Divinity. Om, that is whole and perfect. This is whole and perfect. From the whole and perfect, the whole and perfect becomes manifest. If the whole and perfect issue forth from the whole and perfect, even still, only the whole and perfect will remain. Om, peace, peace, peace. You are blessed with the highest respect, with wealth, with life, with freedom from disease and freedom to be one with the greatness. With food, with wealth, with animals and with many children and with a long life of 100 years. May the meanings of the mantras bring excellent fruit and may the journey of your mind be full and complete. May all enmity be removed from your intellect and may friendship continuously rise. May you enjoy life. May you enjoy fame. Children and grandchildren throughout the generations, may you all live without disease, with abundance of wealth, and may all your desires be fulfilled. Now we remove the divine energy. Om, thus the full and complete intelligence of the life force, the cause of Dharma, the way of truth to perfection, has been given. Waking consciousness, dreaming or thinking consciousness, and consciousness in dreamless sleep, intuitive consciousness in which all thoughts are situated. All speech has been offered with folded hands raised in respect while bowing to the lotus feet. That activity, that union, that memory, all of that has been offered to the Supreme Divinity. I am one with God. All of me and all that belongs to me entirely I surrender to the feet of the respected Chandika, she who tears apart the infinite. That is truth. The Supreme Divinity makes the offering. The Supreme Divinity is the offering offered by the Supreme Divinity in the fire of the Supreme Divinity. By seeing the Supreme Divinity in all actions, one realizes that Supreme Divinity. Om, that is whole and perfect. This is whole and perfect. From the whole and perfect, the whole and perfect becomes manifest. If the whole and perfect issue forth from the whole and perfect, even still, only the whole and perfect will remain. Kshamasya, please forgive me. I take you from your seat on the yantra and put you back into my heart. Excuse me, but my time of worshiping you is complete. Om, peace, peace, peace. If we make love like that, can you imagine what beautiful children will come from that union? To maintain that consciousness, that awareness, to maintain that awareness in the sankalpa, to bring forth and nourish children, families, communities, nations, would bring about a world filled with peace. To maintain that awareness all the time. The closing prayer for every puja. Peace, peace, peace. This is part of the puja. The puja of offering light into life for the purpose of expanding peace. Are there any questions?
Yes, please.
Swami, you may have answered this already because I'm sorry I came a few minutes late, but are there other systems for engendering Dharma children that call on other gods or goddesses? Or is it only Kali?
No. There are other systems, especially in this system. Even we're calling on Surya to give, we're offering our orgya to the sun. There's also a system of worship to call on Shiva. So Shiva brings children as well. There's a system in Bengal, very prevalent, all around the northeast, at Manasa Devi, bearing children. She's also the goddess who takes care of snakes, the fear of snakes, Jarakaru's wife, the mother of Astik Muni. Shoshti. Shoshti. Another form of the Devi. Another form of Devi. Santoshi Ma gives children. If you do 16 Mondays, you can get a children. Who else gives children? The stork. That's where they come from.
I'd like to hear that beach mantra.
Are there other questions? I have an explanation I'd like to share. Because for many, many years, I led the life of a sannyasi. And you might ask, how did you come to start translating householder sanskaras, like how to engender spiritual children? Because for many years, I only did the sannyasi pujas. Pujas that are designed to take one into deeper and deeper away from the world. And as I got deeper and deeper away from the world, we had a temple in Calcutta. And After a while, we were there about 3 years, I think, in Bamangachi, 2 or 3 years. And we had many householder devotees started coming to us, and they wanted to learn all kinds of things. And so I had a volume of Purohit Darpan, which is the handbook, the manual for priests. And I started translating. The first thing I translated was how to give a sannyas initiation, but nobody came to learn those mantras. I translated the whole vidhi, how to give a sannyas, and what it means, what are the vows about, and how do you take the sannyas, and I performed it for myself many, many times, but no one else came to learn that one. And so then I got involved, people asked me, oh, could you perform a marriage, and I started learning how to do marriages, and then I had already been doing funerals for a long time. That was part of the sannyasi tradition, to do funerals. In fact, in the process of taking the vows of sannyas, you do your own funeral. You perform the entire funeral ceremony for your old identity. That's part of the sannyas. So I lived in the cremation grounds for many years, so I knew how to do funerals. But then I started to learn how to do marriages. And of course, after they got married, they came back and said, well, how do we have spiritual children? Mm-hmm. So that's how I ended up in the Kali Puja. We were translating the Panchamakar, and it wouldn't be appropriate. Actually, we were doing a class on Mahanirvana Tantra in Martinez when I compiled this book. I don't know when that was. This is written... be like 89 or something like that. This was written here... when I put it into a book. So as we were doing the Panchamakar Puja, I thought the Garbhadhan Vidhi would be appropriate to place in the book. And actually, one question that we're frequently asked, even though many of you are not of the inclination to give birth to Dharmic children anymore, it's good knowledge to have at your disposal because many people will come and say, how do we do this? And then it was just really nice, instead of sitting down with everybody and walking them through it, I just handed them a book. It's in the back of it. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.